your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We had multiple shots fired in Rancho Tehama. That evolved to multiple victims and multiple shots at the school, the elementary school.
Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson describing the scene as at least three people are dead and two others wounded at a school shooting in Northern California. Authorities say the shooting started at a home and then continued to at least three more scenes. Johnson also gave us an update on the shooter.
I am told the suspected shooter is deceased by law enforcement bullets.
Numerous students have been airlifted to a local hospital. Please keep it here for this developing story. Republican Senator Bob Corker will lead a hearing today on the president's powers to order a nuclear strike. Initially a Trump supporter, Corker has openly started to question Trump's competence. Speaking of President Trump, he landed safely in Hawaii earlier today. He's on his way back to the White House tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. Bible, now available in Montana, 833-39-BIBLE.
60% of voters nationwide said Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should withdraw his name from the election set for December 12th due to the sexual allegations against him, according to a new Political Morning Consult poll released earlier today. Only 16% said Moore should continue his campaign, with 24% undecided. The poll was conducted between November 9th and 11th, and it's unclear how many people were actually from the state of Alabama. Tesla's California factory faces a lawsuit regarding alleged racist behavior. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A black former employee of Tesla's files that lawsuit claiming that while the Fremont, California factory is on the forefront of electric car manufacturing, it's pre-civil rights era when it comes to discrimination. The lawsuit says the N-word is frequently used on the production floor, and he says in the lawsuit that he complained but was terminated for, quote, not having a positive attitude. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Recapping our top story today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned on a March 2016 meeting that he had with former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos.
I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago, and I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it.
America's small business owners are feeling good about the near-term U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Small Business Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Business continuing a post-Trump election surge. The October index released Tuesday morning shows recovery after September's slight slowdown. Four of the index components rose last month, five declined just slightly, one remained unchanged. The index still running at highs that match the recent expansion in the nation's economy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to a Pew poll, 40% of millennials are okay with censoring speech if the comment is offensive to a minority. CBS This Morning sat down with a group of millennials and asked them if they're overly sensitive and need praise.
I think that a lot of what we do isn't respected. You know, I think that there's a disconnect with previous generations and us, that there's not a respect for the skills that we do on a regular basis that they can't.
Doing a job doesn't necessarily deserve a pat on the back. I mean, you had a job to do and you did it.
Very interesting to hear those millennials' opinions. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Iran and officials say the death toll's likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Iran and officials say the death toll's likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient. So millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to prostatevideo.com. That's prostatevideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. Prostatevideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll is likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll is likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient. So millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll's likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll's likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll is likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient. So millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. on, and officials say the death toll is likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's in New York City, where he's been kicking off a 19-city tour to promote his new book, telling NBC's Today Show today that one thing he's not doing is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my book.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain. Is spending a lot of time considering a run for the White House.
If the Lord Almighty came down, sat in the middle of the table and said, Joe, the nomination is yours, but you have to take it now, I would say no. Because I am just, we're working through a whole lot. We're getting there, and I want to focus on my boy.
The book is called Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship, and Purpose. It details Biden's time as vice president after his son Beau was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2014. Beau Biden died the following year. The White House now says President Trump and Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte only briefly spoke about human rights when the two met during a conference in the Philippines. Duterte has faced a lot of criticism about his human rights violations for instigating a bloody drug war in his nation. President Trump said he had a great relationship with Duterte. And there are reports NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is looking to get close to $50 million a year in his new contract. ESPN reporting Goodell also wants lifetime use of a private jet and lifetime health insurance for himself and his family. The news comes just days after the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones threatened to sue the NFL if it re-upped Goodell's contract. Iran, and officials say the death toll is likely to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient, so millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Jury deliberations restarting now in the corruption trial of U.S. Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey. An alternate juror is taking the place of Evelyn Maltzby, who was excused because of a previously scheduled vacation. She told reporters she believes Menendez and his friend Solomon Melgen are not guilty and speculated the case could end with a hung jury. The U.S. military is investigating two Navy SEALs over the death of a Green Beret last June in the African nation of Mali. Naval criminal investigators had confirmed to CNN last month that they were investigating two members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 over the death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar. Now the Daily Beast is citing two special operations sources as saying the SEALs under investigation allegedly stole money from a fund used to pay informants. It says the sources allege Melgar uncovered the theft and declined their offer to take a cut of the proceeds. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org.
Multiple shots fired in Rancho Tehama. That evolved to multiple victims and multiple shots at the school, the elementary school.
Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnson describing the scene as at least three people are dead and two others wounded at a school shooting in Northern California. Authorities say the shooting started at a home and then continued to at least three more scenes. Johnson also gave us an update on the shooter.
I am told the suspected shooter is deceased by law enforcement bullets.
Numerous students have been airlifted to a local hospital. Please keep it here for this developing story. Republican Senator Bob Corker will lead a hearing today on the president's powers to order a nuclear strike. Initially a Trump supporter, Corker has openly started to question Trump's competence. Speaking of President Trump, he landed safely in Hawaii earlier today. He's on his way back to the White House tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call